This is BU in the Morning on WTBU, broadcasting 89.3 FM, 640 AM, online at WTBUradio.org. And of course, give us a call at 617-353-6400. But right now, we have a very special guest, Adam Payne, singer-songwriter, and from locally. Where exactly from?
Boston.
Boston, okay, okay. Yeah. So cool. So what I want to know is, and I think it's kind of a funny story, but how did you get into music, and what inspired you?
Oh, yeah, so what inspired me, actually, very early on, I think this is on my website, the Saturday morning cartoon, theme songs, for some reason, that's what made me think, well, I'd love to be able to come up with that type of stuff. So I borrowed my brother's friend's keyboard and, just started tinkering around and kind of learned how to play by ear, and then that was really the beginning of like music for me. So.
And how old were you about?
I was about seven okay, or eight. Cool. Yeah. So it was, and even like video games as well. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right.
I was always taken by that music for some reason too. I don't know. But it's kind of been a good way to start. To learn by ear and then pick up the rest of the stuff along the way.
And now, were you ever taught, or was it all self-taught?
So in high school, I was in the choir, so I was like classically trained. I was in the chamber choir and a lot of that, so that helped really a lot. Once I started writing songs, and then instruments I've just picked up. Played the drums in high school. Played the piano and the keyboard, and then when I got to college, I figured it was hard to lug a keyboard around, so I figured I would learn how to play the guitar as well. So, and that's kind of what I predominantly play now. So
cool. And yeah. Now, is your family music? Do they play instruments, or was this kind of your type of thing?
Yeah, it was my family's definitely musical. We sang a lot in the house, and my mom loved Bruce Springsteen, so we used to like crank that and U2 when I was growing up. But not like real musically or instrumentally. Nobody was really trained, so it was kind of a new thing.
Cool
for us. So.
And it was interesting. I was listening to some of your stuff, but how would you describe your genre of music? I mean, I think I hear so many different things, but
yeah,
I would like to know what you classify it under.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, it's always, that's always like the tough question for a musician. Yeah. I think acoustic. Acoustic soul is probably something that's safe to say. Performance-wise, my playing has evolved a lot in terms of, I used to just play originals, and now, playing, the bar scenes, you have to play a lot of covers and stuff, so I try to keep everything a little more, an original take on whatever it is that I'm doing, so. I would say acoustic soul, some people, R&B seems to be the all-encompassing term as well, so.
Right.
They all seem to work.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I saw that you worked with Ghostface Killah, and mm-hmm. He's a hip hop artist, and like you said, you're this soul guitar acoustic. Mm-hmm. What was that like? That combination?
Oh, that was great. Yeah, actually, it was through a friend we opened up for him, and it was just amazing. Really, a real soul type of band with some hip hop as well. The project that I was working with. And man, he's just an incredible guy. But I think that's kind of what's been cool about my career. I've been able to work with people like Ghostface Killah. I worked with the Avett Brothers, opened for them, many, many years ago. So, and kind of everyone in between. So, but yeah, I obviously love hip hop. I do a lot of hook work and choruses and stuff with a collaborator out in the LA area. So I love good hip hop. I mean, I grew up listening to hip hop as well. So.
Yeah.
It's always good, but
yeah, it's cool to combine those
two
different genres, and you don't hear that a lot. Yeah. So you were saying, not only do you create your own music, you play your own music, and then mm-hmm. you were saying you work with someone in LA to create beats, and is that
So this guy named The Paranormal out in the LA area, he's a producer, he's an MC, and I started working with him back in the, I don't know if you, MySpace days,
yeah,
he's still around. I found him on there. He I guess he would classify himself as a jazz hop, so kind of like Tribe Called Quest type beats, So I was really taken by it, and we struck up a quick friendship and just quickly started collaborating after that. And he's got a lot of great connections out in that area. So we, done a couple of albums now, and he's come out for a couple of shows and stuff, so it's been really cool to do that.
That's awesome.
MySpace, yeah. Bringing people together.
Yeah, look at that. I didn't think it works. I'm glad it works for you guys. And then you also have a band called 2 Adam 12.
Yes.
When did that start? And I think My question would be, do you prefer playing with a band, or do you kind of like the solo act, or is there no, maybe there is no difference?
Well, I think what's great about having the different projects is that it kind of breathes new life into whatever it is that I'm doing. So the solo project that I have is completely different. 2 Adam 12 is mostly original, like really a funk soul band. And we've been playing together for about 9 years now, so we've been around, released a couple of albums. And there's nothing like, I mean, I don't think there's anything that can beat really, you know, communicating between other musicians and having that conversation. So I really love that. I enjoy that a whole lot. And, you know, the guys that I play with, it's mostly the same guys. And we have a great time. And, you know, it's really a real special, you know, experience. So, but, you know, the solo thing is also equally as rewarding, I would say. It's just in a different way. It's kind of like me playing by myself as opposed to me kind of making music with other people, obviously.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, like I said, it's nice to have the mix of both. Like, I think it kind of changes it up. And, you know, even the same song, if I might do the same song, it's done completely different with the band or if it's solo. So
right.
Keeps it fresh, which is nice.
Cool. And so you have a show coming up this Sunday, November 3rd at the Capiz Lounge.
Yes.
At the Renaissance. Boston Waterfront, 6
yes.
p.m.
Yes.
That is just you, right?
That's just me.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Now, I've heard something interesting that when you perform, sometimes you'll ask the crowd to shout out just words and kind of free associate. Do you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You just make it on the spot? Or?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Wow.
Just either pull words out, or what I've been doing lately is just, you know, commenting on people as they're around and just kind of create a song, and it's just fun. It's like a fun challenge, you know, to be able to just try to think about it right on the spot. You know, I think a lot of us can prepare and write really great songs, but it's a real challenge to you know, to do it right on the spot. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know, but it's always fun.
Yeah,
it's a fun challenge.
I mean, I give you credit for just sitting down and writing a song, let alone doing it right there on the spot. I mean,
yeah,
that's great stuff. So
thanks.
So you're also a songwriter. Is do you write most of your songs, or I know you said you play some covers, mm-hmm. but
yeah. So I all the original songs I write, and all, you know, the songs that are on the albums, all my albums I've written, and yeah, been doing a lot of writing lately too. So I'm looking forward to getting some new music out pretty soon. So
awesome. And I was going to ask you about that. Are there any new projects that you were working on with yourself, or maybe even with the band?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just released not too long ago a single called Supernova with a guy in the area, Afro D, who's another collaborator of mine, really very, very talented MC, trumpet player, really well-known guy as well. That was a few months ago. And then I'm going to be releasing a bunch of stuff probably next year once we get it to that point. But yeah, that would be the most recent. And then we 2 Adam 12 released an album as well at in 2012. And that's still, you know, pretty fairly recent. So, but yeah, no, it's always looking, you know, looking forward and looking to the future to see what else I can do. So I just got to place it right in the right place. You know?
Yeah, no, so, definitely. Yeah. And then lastly, I just wanted to hit on this. You also do a lot of community service. You do the Benefit for Jane. Do you mm-hmm. want to just talk about that a little?
Sure, I'd love to. Thanks for asking about that. So that's it's sponsored by the Kidney Cancer Association, and we just did the 7th annual in the area. So we started in 2007, and it's actually in memory of my mom, who passed away of kidney cancer in 2003. So it's been a great way, you know, for me to kind of, you know, deal with the loss of a, you know, a loved one, but also to put a positive spin on it and spread awareness of this disease that can really, you know, it's a really devastating disease. So the more that we can educate people on it to hopefully catch it early, you know, that and other renal cell cancers, you know, the better we can be. So it's been a very positive thing, a very therapeutic thing. Mm-hmm. And it's been a, you know, something that a lot of my friends and, you know, people in the community have really rallied around. So I'm very, very happy about it, really.
So that's, I'm assuming Jane's your mom.
Yes.
That's you created it. That's awesome.
Yes, exactly.
Cool, very cool.
So.
Yeah, and so lastly, where can people check you out? If they, obviously we'll talk about your show again, but
absolutely.
If they want to online or through Facebook or
sure.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace. Yeah, I don't even know if my MySpace is
okay,
back.
Gotcha.
But yeah, adampayne.biz, so adampayne.biz. And you can get to my Twitter from there. Twitter is just adampayne1. And Facebook and all that as well. So
awesome. So Sunday, November 3rd, Capiz Lounge, Renaissance, at the Boston Waterfront, 6 p.m. Do you want to just talk a little bit about that? what that's going to be like?
Sure. It's an Our Life live celebration. So that's one of the big things that the Renaissance Boston Waterfront Hotel, Renaissance hotels do in general. It's a really big, you know, kind of a global music initiative as a part of the hotel. So this is just a real celebration of that. And there's going to be some people from other, you know, Renaissance hotels all over the world that are going to be there. And it's just going to be a great celebration and a good reason to come out on a Sunday. So I hope a lot of people will be there.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, Adam. And we're going to hear some music from you in just a sec. But thanks again for joining us.
Thanks,
really, John. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.